You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. We made it to Friday. It's Friday morning, December 12th, 2025. 12-12-2025, another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, or through a podcast, or maybe through the app coming through your Bluetooth speaker in your car or home. We appreciate you wrapping up your work week right here with less than 2 weeks now to go until Christmas. I got a question for you. Who knew that Indiana would prove to be the moral center of the Republican Party that we used to know? Because Republican senators in their legislature yesterday voted down an order basically from Donald Trump to rig the maps so badly in Indiana, a state that is overwhelmingly Republican, a state that is 7-2 in its congressional delegation, but to rig the maps to make it 9 Republicans and no Democrats in Congress from the state of Indiana. And the Republican senators in the Indiana legislature told him to pound sand. I am every so often reminded that there are still good people who are engaged in public service that I won't agree with on many, many issues, but at least they still have the spinal fortitude to stand up and understand when something is so amazingly wrong, even if it benefits them politically. So God bless those Indiana Republicans. You know, 7-2 is still a pretty good congressional map. No need to devolve to third world country status. So good work out of you. Our numbers here are 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call or text or use that Civic Media app. And our question of the day actually goes like this. Which candidate is in the strongest position right now to be elected Wisconsin's next governor in the 2026 election? I don't mean if the election were held today. I'm just saying that right now, if you had to go up to the betting window and slide a $2 bill over and say, put it on this person, who's in the strongest position right now? No guarantee that they will win, but what's it looking like? Why do I ask this? Because I think several people would say former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And he's going to be here live 2 hours from right now. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes recently announced his candidacy for governor, a Democratic field that now has 7 candidates in there. And he will be joining us live just after the 8 o'clock news. We talked to Joel Brennan live yesterday when he became the 7th candidate to get into the Democratic race, a former top official in the Tony Evers administration during his first term. And we'd love to know your thoughts on whether this candidate field is pretty well set. Like Joseph Pecky told us yesterday, he doesn't really foresee anybody else getting into the race at this point. This is the field here. And do you have a favorite, or do you have one that, even if they're not your favorite, you think this is probably the one who could win, should win? We'd love your thoughts at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And then keep that Civic Media app handy for texting us, because just under an hour from now will be the start of the final day of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. This is it. Yep, at the 7 o'clock hour this morning, and then 9 and 11 a.m., and then 1, 3, 5, and 7 p.m., you'll get different keywords each time. Text them in. We've got one more daily prize of $200 cash to give to somebody from among all of today's entries. And every entry gets you in the running for 3 different great grand prizes. Head to civicmedia.us to learn more, but get set to be part of that contest 1 hour from now. Parker Olson is producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. And looking like, I mean, I don't see, he doesn't have an Afghan wrapped around him, so I guess the heat works a little bit there.
Yeah,
I mean, it can, but I say that because, I mean, listen to these temperatures. 9 below is the cold spot right now in Wautoma. Hayward's at 8 below. Rice Lake is at 4 below, as is Black River Falls. Richland Center is at minus 2, as is Wisconsin Rapids. It's 0 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley right now and in Oshkosh. 1 above in Wausau, 3 above in La Crosse. The warm spot is down at Radio Park in Racine, where it's 16 degrees. There's some milder temperatures along the Great Lakes.
16.
And this is just a preview of coming attractions because, for example, here in the Chippewa Valley, tonight we're going to get down to at least 11 below. And then Saturday night, 14 below zero for a low heading into Sunday. We did not make plans for this weekend, and we are amazingly thankful because it's really looking like if you don't have to leave the house, don't leave the house.
Yeah. Well, Pat, there are folks in River Falls who are playing a football game on Saturday.
Oops.
So they're going to be really cold, is what you're telling me, I think.
They are going to be really, really cold. This is ice bowl territory that we're in right here. So, yeah, who's River Falls playing?
I am double-checking right now, because to be perfectly honest with you, it's all mush at this point. They're playing
Once Whitewater is out, he just stops paying attention.
Well,
that's really what he's trying to say.
No,
you.
That's not it. It's just there's too many things to keep track of. They're playing against Wheaton. Wheaton is down in Illinois.
Wheaton. Okay. Yes. Gotcha.
Wow. All right. Nice reference.
Thank you very much. Oh, wait. There is another big game, as Alicia reminds us.
It's a bigger game, yes.
The Army-Navy game is this weekend. She says, happy Friday. It is cold. Yes, it is. But she will obviously be there wearing something that probably says, you know, go Navy, beat Army, or something like that.
That's so a good guess. Yeah,
it should be a good contest. Tony's up on YouTube in the comment section saying, "I think Mandela is the betting favorite. I think getting the Green Bay mayor and the Superior mayor, among other endorsements, is impressive. But I still wouldn't count out Francesca Hong, state representative from Madison." Absolutely fair take. We'd love to hear from people who are fans of Senator Kelderoy's, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Of course, there's Missy Hughes, who used to head the State Economic Development Corporation. So plenty of folks who can weigh in on, you know, what you think is going to be the strongest campaign for governor in 2026. Also coming up today, our Week in Review panel with some alterations, because Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze have gotten an early start to the weekend. So along with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, our panel this week is made up of Joan Esposito from WCPT Radio in Chicago, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be sitting in, and we'll have more than a couple of headlines to talk about from the week. We will be talking about, for example, Republicans in the legislature backing off their desire to force grieving women to scoop up the remains of a miscarriage and put it in a medical waste bag. And I know that doesn't sound it sounds very graphic, but that is exactly what some Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature wanted to require of grieving women who'd suffered a miscarriage. And it turns out that as people found out about that, they backed off. So we'll talk to Dr. Lyerly about that. With Jim Santel, we'll talk about how President Trump has lost two more court cases that really didn't involve criminal prosecution so much as persecution without due process. And is the White House ever going to live up to its promise to tackle inflation, or are they going to stick with the laughable argument that affordability worries are just a hoax? That's all part of our panel discussion and more in our 7 o'clock hour. And I'm sure we will get to as well in both in the Week in Review panel segment and coming up shortly here with Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, what happened in the Senate yesterday, the promised vote on extending the enhanced premium tax credits that make health insurance more affordable under the Affordable Care Act. There was a vote on it yesterday in the Senate, as promised, as part of a deal to end the government shutdown. And it got 51 votes, and you're saying, okay, it passed. We're going to save some money now. No, we're not, because in the Senate, you need 60 votes to blow your nose, and 51 votes, a majority, just ain't going to cut it. You know, some of us are old enough to remember when the United States Senate had a vaunted reputation as the world's greatest deliberative body. Weighty issues would be debated by senators with the security of 6-year terms resistant to the political winds of the moment, and grand compromises could be achieved. Yeah, those days are gone. And it was really put on display tellingly yesterday when you had 51 senators, but that still wasn't enough. Four Republicans crossing over, but that still wasn't enough to stop the larger Republican plan to make Americans pay exhaustingly higher health insurance premiums just to make a political point. Just to make a point. So I think they can probably spare all of us the affordability argument and just go ahead and stick with stick with the issue of we're here for the health insurance companies and not for the consumer. Tony says, you got Dr. Lyerly of WCPT Chicago? What a get. Yes, I guess I should point out not only Joan Esposito from WCPT, but the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show is heard across the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays, but he also now airs on that Chicago radio station. So good on her. There we go. She deserves a Casio keyboard round of applause that way. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Boston Celtics 116-101. Giannis is still out, though, for some time, right?
I've got to be honest with it. I don't really keep up with the Bucks. I do know it was 2 to 4 weeks that he was looking at, so yeah, he should be out still.
Right. They will next play Sunday evening in Brooklyn against the Nets. I think most folks are focused rightly on football because you've got the Packers at Denver playing the Broncos at 3:25 on Sunday. So you will be able to see, or I'm sorry, you will be able to listen to the pregame starting at 1 o'clock on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then again, remember, they play after this coming Sunday, they next play on Saturday night. So a week from tomorrow, they will have a Saturday night game in Chicago.
Oh,
and then the game after that will be a Saturday night game against the Baltimore Ravens, which everybody will be glued to because they'll be watching on Peacock? Or will they? You know, you can catch the game right here on Civic Media. When your app fails you and you get too frustrated to keep trying, you know, Wayne and Larry have all the coverage you need on the radio. Give it a listen that way instead. And also, the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team advances hopefully this afternoon throughout the NCAA national tournament. They are a 3 seed. They are now in Austin, Texas for the regional semifinal, and they play this afternoon at 1:30 against 2 seed Stanford. So, you know, the Badgers have consistently, you know, they haven't been atop the national polls, but they've been, you know, right up there, and it's in the national tournament where you got to shine. And hopefully the Badger women on the volleyball team will get a chance to do that.
I think that it's, you need to point out, too, that this Badger volleyball team is incredibly different compared to the one last year. So to get to this point is kind of remarkable for how young they are and how different they are.
It really is. I mean, they're still a quality team, obviously. And therefore, something you don't take for granted. Somebody, you know, a group of women that you really can cheer for because, I mean, I'm not going to say they're total underdogs, but they definitely, have some room for performance and growth. And maybe they can show that off coming up this weekend. All right, coming up next, we will talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and then so much more ahead yet between now and 9 o'clock when we have the final edition of Matinair on Air before Jane Matinair's retirement. Big day today. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nice to have you back on a Friday morning. It is 6:22, which means we check in with Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, our national political editor out in Los Angeles. Kia, hello. How are you?
I am all right, Pat. How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks. We are talking just as the U.S. Senate has held dueling votes on health care, though the one we knew was coming, you know, about extending the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies. And then we weren't sure if there was going to be a Republican alternative or not. But in the end, there was that plan put up for a vote. And the verdict is nobody wins. Nobody wins. Well, maybe the health insurance companies, but other than that, nobody wins.
No, not even them. They're the ones who get the subsidies directly paid to them. So they don't win either. Everyone loses.
Wow. Good job, guys. now, I will say, and this is more of an indictment of the filibuster than anything else, but both of the votes were 51-48, if I'm not mistaken. So technically, you know, the people can say that a majority of the Senate, because it included, what, four Republicans, right? A majority of the Senate voted to extend the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies, the enhanced credits, but 51 votes is not enough in today's United States Senate.
Yeah, I mean, this joins the mountain of evidence that we need to get rid of the filibuster. It's just wild that a majority doesn't mean anything in the Senate. And yeah, it's unfortunate because, you know, the bill failed. The House bills are almost certainly going to fail. We have within 3 weeks, people are going to see their premiums double, triple, quadruple, or lose their, like, a lot of people are just going to forego insurance because who can afford it when you're paying $700, $800, $1,200 a month? It's obscene.
The Republicans put up exactly what we thought. It was basically health savings accounts. And I mean, we've talked 8 ways to Sunday about how that's just not enough. But so from a policy standpoint, it's just not enough. From a political standpoint, Kia, they still, after 15 years, have nothing. Nothing.
They have not. I mean, that's because they are a party that their only ideas are to take rights and benefits away from people. And that's pretty much it. And then obviously now with Trump, some other, you know, nasty things with ICE. But on healthcare, they have zero ideas. A health savings account that is cooked up by some doofus at a think tank does nothing to actually help people. Healthcare costs are crazy. $1,000 a year in an HSA, that covers almost nothing. Like, it's if you're super healthy, yeah, maybe you'll get $100 left over. But if you are a normal person, I'm 34. I just had a doctor's appointment. I have aches and pains. I have all sorts of things. And I know that's not going to go away. That would last me maybe 2 months. Sure. And then the rest of the year, I'd be completely on my own.
Right. Or a birth that costs in the neighborhood of $18,000. They're going to give you $1,000. All right. Well, good luck with that. So, yeah, it was a joke. So, as noted, four Republicans did cross over to vote with Democrats for an extension. No Democrats crossed over to vote on the Republican plan. One Republican, Rand Paul, actually left it as well. Meanwhile, on the House side of the Capitol, we have discussed how there are understandably nervous Republicans saying, well, we need to put up something. And I just got done listening to one Republican saying, you know, acknowledging that the subsidy extensions are supported by a majority of Americans. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene is signing a discharge petition that would call for a vote on this. Although I think that's more out of spite for Speaker Johnson, but she does, again, recognize the popular support for people being able to afford health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, there are still some politically astute people in the Republican Party who recognize that if you take healthcare away from millions of people and make 15 to 20 million more pay an arm and a leg for increasingly worse coverage, you're going to get clobbered at the ballot box next year. And yes, they are gerrymandering. They might reduce, but you know, there are still swing districts. There are, and we're seeing in special elections, Democrats flipping Trump held seats and winning them by 10, 15 points. So you can only gerrymander so much. And, you know, if you just completely step on rakes on healthcare and make a point of making clear to voters that you don't care if they don't have healthcare, they're going to punish you. And Marjorie Taylor Greene sees that. A few other Republicans in the House see that. But by and large, it's a caucus of Tea Party meets MAGA meets Freedom Caucus extremists who just don't care and don't believe government has any responsibility to help people, you know, stay healthy and stay safe in their communities. And so what you have is they want it to be the Wild West where insurance companies can do whatever they want and people die younger, people are sicker, and everyone's more miserable.
Kia Vakil is here with us from Courier Newsroom. And this is the time of year that people are traveling. So I feel like we should let people know that the travel rules might be changing in one country to something I can't imagine anybody would support, where visitors will have to provide their social media for the last 5 years. That's to get into a country which is already going to be hurting tourism. Kia, what third world nation, what despot would have those kinds of rules for immigration being proposed?
Oh, you know, Donald Trump.
That's here? The United States of America is going to say, if you want to come in, you got to turn over your social media for the last 5 years' papers, please, to be reviewed.
Yeah, I'm going to read off the list of things just because it's particularly obscene. So if you want to come, let's say, for the World Cup or the Olympics, you have to provide your telephone numbers in the last 5 years, your email addresses in the last 10 years, your IP addresses and metadata from electronically submitted photos. Who the hell knows how to do that? Your family members' names, their telephone numbers, their dates of birth, their places of birth, where they live, your biometrics. This should set off alarm bells. Your picture of your face, your fingerprint, your DNA, your iris in your eye, your business phone numbers in the last 5 years, and your business emails in the last 10 years. In no way, shape, or form would I ever provide any of that if I were going. I would not go to that country. That is so crazy. And it's good. I mean, if anyone comes for the World Cup, I will be shocked.
Congratulations, Republican Party. You have become the big government you warned us about for all those years. Unbelievable. Kia Vakil, I think we got a special show next week, so I'm going to wish you happy holidays now, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. Have a good one.
I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand.
Guess who?
He's going to lead me down the right path.
Birthday boy.
And all that other mother jazz.
110 years ago for Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars.
If you have been listening to this show with any frequency whatsoever and you still do not have Sinatra Live at the Sands with Count Basie, come on, get with the program here.
Francis, it's one of your favorite albums.
Francis Albert Sinatra, born this day in 1915, passed away in 1998. Greg Bach is here for today's Friday history lesson as well. Mr. Bach, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
All right. Well, to say good would be grammarly inaccurate, then.
And grammarly inaccurate is
grammarly.
Thanks. Good job, Captain Good English.
Thank you, sir.
Very goodly. All right. Anyway, let's continue with the history. Then we'll get into what, you know, Greg's got a big day ahead here. So it's a lot of fun.
It's true.
A little bittersweet, but going to be a lot of fun. Also born on this day, Bob Barker, the late great host of The Price is Right, was born in 1923. On this day. Also born on this day, back in 1943, is Grover Washington Jr. And a lot of people thought that it's him that you're going to hear in this little song snippet, but it's not. Play his big hit. That was actually Bill Withers doing the singing. This is Grover Washington Jr. playing the sax.
Right. It's a Grover Washington track.
Yes. A Grover Washington jam, if you will. 1943 he was born. Good. Passed away in 1999. Former Milwaukee Brewer Gorman Thomas. Storm and Gorman, 75 years old today.
Also, have you ever met another Gorman?
Have I ever met another Gorman?
I mean, I don't know if you've ever met Gorman Thomas, but I can't for the life of me think of another Gorman.
Another Gorman. That's a great question. Huh. Here, this is one of those where you go to your Google machine and you put Gorman, and you see what else comes up.
I think you're going to get a lot of Star Wars stuff.
Oh, why?
There's a new planet from one of the shows called Gorman, I think.
A planet?
Yes.
Okay. No, I got Gorman Rupp, a pump and electrical company based out of Mansfield, Ohio. So, Greg, I think you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's met another Gorman.
They're all last name Gormans. They're all like,
yeah,
Burn Gorman. Well, that's a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Well, happy birthday to Stormin Gorman. One of a kind. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Happy birthday as well to singer Dionne Warwick. She is 85 years old today.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong.
So she had plenty of hits in the late 60s, early 70s, but I think a lot of Generation X knows her best from hosting, what was it, Solid Gold? Was one of those weekend TV shows where they had dancers that danced along to the top hits. You know, it wasn't quite American Bandstand. But
Solid Gold was like the 70s version of it. Like, it was, I had to watch it as a kid.
Oh, yeah,
I was forced to watch it.
But it was that or Lawrence Welk. I mean, come on.
Okay, all right, Pat. All right, Pat.
All right. Actress Maya Bialik is 50 years old today. Weird to think of characters from The Big Bang Theory in their 50s now, but she is. Also, a birthday today for singer Sheila E. We'll basically look for any reason to play something Prince adjacent, and Sheila E.'s The Glamorous Life fits that to a T. She is 68 today. Actress Regina Hall is 55 years old today. On this day 55 years ago, 1970, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles started a two-week run at number one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This, of course, would be Tears of a Clown. On this day in 1924, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue received its premiere in a concert that was titled An Experiment in Modern Music. Gershwin played the piano as part of it, and it had a little staying power after all these many years later, 101 years later. And let's see, I think I've got one more number one hit. This one's from 1987, and it's George Michael. So this became the number one song December 12th of 1987. So it would go on to become the best-selling single of 1988 because this thing, too, had some legs to it.
I think my sister had two copies of this record. Not the CD or the tape, the record.
The record, yes. On this day in 1992, Whitney Houston began a 20-week run atop the U.S. album chart with the soundtrack to The Bodyguard. Thanks, of course, to, you know, I Will Always Love You and other songs from the movie. On this day 5 years ago, Bad Bunny's El Ultimo Tour del Mundo hits number one on the album chart, becoming the first album entirely in Spanish to top the U.S. album charts. And still there are people who go, well, I don't know if he should be at the Super Bowl or not. Sit down.
Yeah.
Here's a birthday for tomorrow, but we won't be on tomorrow. And I mean, at his age, there's no guarantees. So today, let's celebrate tomorrow's 100th birthday for Dick Van Dyke.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shine.
It's a fair sentiment, though, because Betty White was on her way to 100, and we're like, wait, what? Yeah,
what? No, you can't do that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It happens. I believe it happened with Bob Barker as well. But the thing is, with like Betty White and Dick Van Dyke, you have to admire that when they were still like 99 and a half, whatever, still had a great attitude. They were still doing the occasional interview. I've seen a couple of clips with Dick Van Dyke. And like a lot of folks who had fame and fortune for a time, he'd probably be the first to tell you he's surprised to have lived this long, because he spent a big chunk of the middle of his career in a bottle, you know.
Yeah.
He has said he does not remember much of this movie, Mary Poppins, from 1964, I believe, because
that's unfortunate.
His drinking was so heavy at that point. But again, got off it, got cleaned up, and, you know, was just a funny, terrific actor in all kinds of roles ever since. So,
and really one of the greatest, greatest portrayals of an English person by an American actor ever. I mean, the accent is just, I think he studied on the west side of London for like a year.
Oh, wow.
That would make sense.
That was a joke, Parker.
I don't know enough about Dick Van Dyke.
I don't know. He fished us right in there.
Wow.
Fished us right in. I was immediately thinking about how Kate Hudson studied for her accent for this new movie, Song Sung Blue, at the Mars Cheese Castle. She would spend time there just listening to people. So, hey, whatever gets it done. All right, we can bring Dick Van Dyke out. And we, you know what? Before we get to the National Day calendar, let's not bury the lead here. The beloved Jane Matinair is wrapping things up today. Greg, I mean, how cool has it been to be working with her these past couple of years? Because I listened to her, you know, about 30 years ago, living in Milwaukee and hearing her. And to get a chance to work with her has just been amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's an individual that I grew up watching, listening. Sorry, I'm looking at myself right now on the live streams. Can't help, I'm so pretty. No, it's someone that I listened to a lot. My mom, like my mama, would always have those stations on in the house, and I would listen to Jane. And it's for me, working with her is a masterclass in radio broadcasting. You know, if you know anything about my story, I did not grow up in this industry, so I've been very lucky to get where I've been, and the fact that I've been able to spend my time for the past year, since I've been here with her, learning. And her giving me the ability to host the show when she's on vacation and, you know, just take on responsibilities, but also be on the air with her and learn how to be a proper personality on the air has been priceless. And I appreciate so much. And I'm going to miss her a great deal. Mm-hmm. She'll still be in our lives. She'll still she'll tell you herself. She's going to be texting all of you.
Oh, yeah.
But also it's we're going to miss her. And I'm just hoping that whatever we do next with the show will be in honor of what she already set up with the mission of Matinair on Air about conversations, learning, talking, you know, having a good time while doing it. And just, you know, as she would say every day, finding a little joy and sharing it when you can.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, she actually put off her retirement a little bit here because, I mean, after years and years and years and years of being a morning show, you know, partner, she finally had the opportunity to headline a show and, you know, said, well, why not give that a shot? And the management under this little Civic Media umbrella, they were brilliant enough to put you in as co-host with her. And it has worked so amazingly well. And
thank you.
I think it was just a great opportunity for all of us and the listeners included. And again, this is all just to say that the final edition of Matinair on Air will be today from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And I have no idea, and I'm sure Jane has no idea, what you have sketched out for the show today.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to have great guests. We're going to have some surprises. None of them are... This is your life.
No, but there was a great surprise, a song or something that she'd worked on, and she had absolutely no memory of working on it. Not in the Dick Van Dyke way, but in the way of, my God, I've done so much stuff over the past 40 years that, you know, I love when that comes up and you go, no, literally, I do not remember doing that, because I've seen that. I've seen that with me, you know. Yeah. I'll look at something in a box in the basement, and I'll go, I have nothing, you know.
It's a box of stuff. Where did that box of stuff come from?
It all looks like my handwriting, but what was I thinking at that point? So that'll be nice. All right, we can get back on track here as Parker tells us what's on the National Day calendar for today.
Today is National Universal Healthcare, or Health Coverage, excuse me. Day.
Today is National Universal Health Coverage Day?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Talk about Ocaron.
Wow. Send a note to your favorite Republican senator right now and wish them a happy Universal Health Coverage Day. You know why? Because they've got it.
Yep.
They've got great health coverage.
They've got amazing health coverage.
And so do your legislators who have been, you know, preventing a Medicaid expansion or expanding Medicaid to postpartum care for new moms. But they have great coverage.
Pat, and isn't the Madison legislature next year going on like a 9 or 10 month vacation?
They probably will do at least a 9 month vacation next year, fully paid.
Fully paid.
And health insurance, not a worry.
Yeah.
All good. All good.
What a great job.
I know. No wonder so many people should go seek it next year.
Yeah.
And let's see, we got one more on the calendar.
It is Gingerbread House and Gingerbread Decorating Day.
Greg, you ever do gingerbread houses?
I did them a couple times as kids in school, and they were exactly what you think they became towards the end, which was a weird mixture of gingerbread frosting, glue, and all of my tears.
Yes. And I do like the people who were smart enough to post on social media. If that ever happens, put a toy dinosaur right next to it, and that way you have an excuse. Greg Bach, you can catch him on Matt and Air on Air coming up 9 to 11 today. One more time before Jane steps away. Mm-hmm. And coming up here on the program, we've got Mandela Barnes, candidate for governor, coming up in just over an hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's a Friday morning. It's December 12th. Parker Olson producing things in Madison. Greg Bach on the drums down at Radio Park in Racine. And on the in the comment section of YouTube from Tony, what a nice way of telling the listeners to buy you things. Well, we were talking in the commercial break about we have Laura Bird on as a guest frequently, author, and gives book recommendations. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who turned us on to something called, is it bookshop.org? I want to say that. It's the small bookstore alternative to Amazon. And you actually pick a small bookstore in your area, and when you order off of bookshop.org, a percentage of that goes to the small bookstore as if you'd bought it directly from them.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and I got a book in the mail yesterday, which I assumed was from my daughters because they're the only ones who knew that I have a wish list at bookshop.org. But no, it turned out it was somebody else who listens to the show and knew to go look over there. So, Tony, I don't want to say that this was a nice way of telling the listeners to buy me things, but the fact that I've now mentioned it and brought your quote up on the screen twice tells me that maybe you're on to me. Could be the case.
And if you're listening to the live, if you're watching the live stream, you've heard that story twice now, so you doubly know to buy him stuff. All right.
You totally know if he's going to tell the radio listeners about it as well. I guess we should resume our regularly scheduled programming with some entertainment news from Parker Olson.
Yes, Pat. I know you're not a big Hunger Games guy, but we have a Hunger Games story.
A Hunger Games story.
Yes,
okay,
because there is another Hunger Games movie coming out. It is a prequel called Sunrise on the Reaping. And reportedly, Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson, the main two from the original trilogy, or quadrilogy? I don't know.
Quadrology.
Quadrology. Thank you. fans are very excited because, quote, it's basically Jesus returning to Earth. That's how excited they are to have Jennifer Lawrence back in The Hunger Games.
How is she going to be in this movie? It's like she's going to be a child. Wouldn't she be a child?
Flash forward scene, I guess.
Oh, a flash forward scene.
Yeah.
Fan service is just not worth it in some of these movies. It's like,
yeah.
I'm talking to you, Marvel. I'm talking to you, DC. I'm talking to all these big, properties and IPs. It's like they might be in the movie. Great. I'm still not giving you $15.
Another one wrote that for non-Hunger Games fans, this would be like Rihanna returning to music. Okay. I get that.
All right. Tamp it down, bro.
But it does lead to the story about Disney licensing its characters to an AI company. And once this thing gets up and running, you will be able to create AI features with Disney characters in them. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, the internet usually wins this one every time.
Yes, the statement, and Sherry heard me laugh out loud, the statement from the company says something like, we are promoting the responsible use of AI. And I'm like, responsible use of AI? That's one of those contradiction in terms, military intelligence or jumbo shrimp. Responsible use of AI. Sure. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
What else we got for entertainment spots?
Well, Pat, we have one more birthday to report.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mine. My birthday's today, everybody. Yeah.
What? What?
And I have a wonderful song to commemorate the moment. Hit it, Parker.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is a tragedy.
This is amazing.
This is all right. Greg Bach's birthday revenge.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
If you listen to this show with frequency, you know that every year Pat forgets that it's my birthday today.
Yes, I do. Yep, I do.
And the first year, it was fun. The second year, I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm literally driving to the radio station today, Pat. And I love you so, so, so much. You know how much I love you. I was like, please let him forget for a third time.
I did. Yeah. This is not a proud moment for me.
When you played Frank Sinatra, I thought you were going to wish me, oh, no, hey, this is fun. This is fun. This is my doing.
Fun for you?
No, it's great for all of us.
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you very much. I don't care. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. Seriously. If you would have said, like, happy birthday, Greg, I'm like, oh, man.
It turns out that I did remember your birthday, and there's a gift. It just hasn't arrived yet from bookshop.org. I cannot believe that hasn't arrived yet. I'll be back on that site real soon.
Folks, this entire segment was brought to you by bookshop.org. Bookshop.org. Buy your books locally.
Don't give your money to a billionaire. Splendidly. Yes. Look at that. Tony remembered. He's got happy birthday, Greg, up there in the comment section. So,
oh, man, that's amazing.
Tony, so we had a whole segment about Pat getting gifts on Greg's birthday. Well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Pat, I thank you for being the unknowing.
Unknowing is right.
Yeah. Yes. This was the perfect start to my day. I was actually trying to keep it totally quiet. Mm-hmm. Because when they announced that Jane's last day would be today, yep. I'm like, I'm not going to say it's my birthday. I'm just going to let her have the day. I'll celebrate later with family. I'm not going to. And then one day on the radio, she goes, it's my last day and Greg's birthday. I'm like, oh.
You know what this is really a failure of on so many levels, of course.
What?
But you know how much pride I take in these this day in history notes.
Yeah.
And I have other people's birthdays in them too. I had Dr. Lyerly's birthday in here from, you know, a few days back.
Yeah.
And I was positive I had yours in there. Now I'm thinking it's probably in one of the, I put it under the wrong day or something. And that you're going to get like a message out of the blue going, see, I knew it was actually January 12th or something.
And happy birthday to Greg Bach, personality on Civic Media. It's February the 14th. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just going to make up a birthday in
there
the future
go.
For this.
I love it. I love it.
I am so chagrined.
Couldn't have thought of a better way to spend time with friends on my birthday than this. It's great.
Yes. You can bring Paul McCartney back up. I clearly deserve every little bit of what's left of this
horrible Christmas song. Yeah. The greatest Christmas song ever.
Have a great birthday, Greg.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a great final episode of Matt and Air on Air coming up
Thank
at
you.
9 o'clock. And give her love from all of us here too, as well.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, everybody. All right. Let's get a little news coming up. Our Week in Review panel is on the way as well. And a keyword in our Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.